Today in Tallahassee, Florida, the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights began a series of hearings on alleged irregularities in the presidential election in Florida. The commission is looking into complaints that many voters, especially African Americans, were kept from voting by a system filled with bureaucratic errors, faulty equipment, and police harassment. Florida Governor Jeb Bush joined voting experts and voters in the all-day hearing. NPR's Philip Davis has a report.
After keeping a low profile for much of the battle over the election of his brother, George W. Bush, in November, Jeb Bush willingly agreed to testify after he was subpoenaed by the 8-member Civil Rights Commission. But he told them little. In Florida, he said, the governor is not responsible for elections. That's the task of Secretary of State Katherine Harris, he said. Bush testified he had never discussed the upcoming vote with her.
No one that I'm aware of came to me and said, we have a serious problem we need to deal with in advance of this. I did not have any direct communication with anybody from the Department of State's office about this.
Thus, no one told him, he said, of potential problem areas that the commission is now investigating, such as the flood of new registered voters who might need extra help at the polls. Bush said he had no plans to begin his own investigation of the balloting. He said the federal probe and one being launched by the state attorney general's office was enough. But after the hearing, he said there were some areas of the November vote that had troubled him.
Inconsistent standards for manual vote recounts. I'm also troubled by the degree to which people had a hard time using the ballot system, the machine system, where you punch cards.
Bush said he was confident that in the upcoming legislative session, there will be a push to standardize practices in Florida. But several ordinary voters who testified earlier in the hearing felt that state officials had disenfranchised many African Americans, either through bungling in voter registration or by outright intimidation. Roberta Tucker told what happened to her when she went to vote on November 7th.
Between my house and where I go to vote, there was a roadblock. And there were approximately 5 highway patrolmen there. Mm-hmm. And they stopped me. He asked me for my driver's license. I gave him my license. He just looked at him. He handed him back to me and told me to proceed to go ahead. And I was intimidated by it, and I was suspicious of it.
Reverend Willie David Whiting Jr., the pastor of the House of God Church in Tallahassee, said he was told he couldn't vote because he was a convicted felon, which was not true. Officials had him confused with another man, but had never contacted him. Whiting was asked how it felt to be told one has lost one's right to vote.
I was slingshotted into slavery. That's how I felt.
After threatening legal action and talking with several layers of elections officials, Whiting was eventually allowed to vote. Commission Chairman Mary Frances Berry called the stories troubling, and she called Governor Bush's denial of ultimate authority puzzling. The hearings will continue tomorrow when the state's 2 top election officials, Secretary of State Katherine Harris and Clay Roberts, Elections Division Director, take the stand. Philip Davis, NPR News, Tallahassee.